We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now let's go back to Chase Center live this morning, where Stan Bunger and Steve Bitker are standing by.
Susan, I'm about to ruin your morning, because sitting right to Steve Bitker's left is a tray of five chicken sliders from Bake Sale Betty. And I know how much you love you some Bake Sale Betty.
I love me some Bake Sale Betty. Yeah,
it's all ours. And we're joined now by Mark Jeffers, the culinary director here at Chase Center. Mark, welcome. I mean, Le Cordon Bleu, Ritz-Carlton, and a great big arena. That's an interesting career arc.
Yeah, it's not exactly the one that I thought I would be going down, but I heard that what they were doing here at Chase Center and got really excited about, you know, being the first to really elevate the bar in terms of the food quality in an arena. So, yeah, it's exciting to be here.
Okay, a regular restaurant, a few hundred covers would be a huge evening. You know, you move on to a big resort property, the number goes up. You're talking 18,000 people here for a basketball game. How do you feed them food that's not just the stuff that gets, you know, rolled on the hot dog roller?
Well, it starts with the building. They actually over-engineered the building to be able to cook all of this food from scratch in the stands. So all of these little eateries that we have, 37 of them to be exact, are producing all the food really a la minute and fresh. It takes an army of people to do, but the quality of the food that you get is really elevated. You can tell the difference.
And they're all of these wonderful providers of food, and we can go over some of the specifics. They're available at all levels in this arena, right? It's not just for the people sitting in the choice seats.
Sure. So we have, you know, premium areas like our clubs and our suites and lounges. But in addition to that, a lot of that same food is going to cross over and be available in all of those areas. I don't want someone to not be able to get an awesome lobster roll from Sam's Chowder House or dumplings from Dumpling Time. So it's really accessible. And then as you get into some of those luxury areas, the food is really what you'd expect at a five-star restaurant.
So you mentioned names. These are Bay Area food vendors, in some cases well-known institutions. How does that work when they move from, you know, Bake Sale Betty's location on Telegraph Avenue into this environment?
So we partnered with a select restaurants throughout the Bay and essentially worked with those chefs to, you know, learn from them, take their recipes, practice in their kitchens, and then I'm training a team of about 160 cooks, and we're working together to really do justice to their product and showcase their different sort of tastes of San Francisco. So we've got all the different neighborhoods represented in terms of food options, all the way down from Half Moon Bay all the way up to Oakland.
Did you seek each of these individuals out, these chefs, these restaurants? How did the partnership come to be?
Well, Bon Appetit has been working on this project for several years now. So a lot of these have been kind of lined up and in the works, but there's several that are going to be these rotating ones that continue to evolve and change. So it's going to be, you know, what you see here this year will likely be different new offerings here next year. And that's really what part of it excites me. I don't want to come to work and cook the same thing every day. I want to change menus with the season and have things to keep guests wanting to come back for.
Before we let you go, we talked about food. What about the beverage side?
The beverage side is actually really exciting. This is the first I've seen this. We partner with Bon Vivant, and those are it's the beverage group that does Trick Dog, and they've got Bon Voyage. So they're really creative when it comes to their cocktail programming. So we're working with them to do batch cocktails of really, like, pretty cool stuff that you'd go out to any of these cool restaurants and bars in San Francisco and really enjoy there. And we're bringing that to a large format here.
Mark, thanks for joining us, and best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Mark Jeffers is the culinary director here at Chase Center.